Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, Rob, let's get into it. Big upset. I mean, it was a lot of games yesterday. Dallas is impressive. Philadelphia comes up with a good win. San Francisco loses to Cincinnati. Cincinnati surging. San Francisco falling.
And that was a big win by that. What the Bengals did, Chris, on the road. In that game, the spread, they were getting 5.5 points. Like that's
We both picked them, didn't we? I know I picked them. I picked them to win outright.
Yeah, I did.
I think you picked them. I don't know if you picked them.
I picked them.
But yeah, but I they're playing great football, and Joe Burrow is back, and that was the best win of the weekend. I mean, obviously, people might say Denver over Kansas City, but that's kind of a fluke. You know, obviously, you know, Kansas City didn't play well. Denver played very well. And Rob, they got 5 turnovers and still barely won. So that's how bad Sean Payton's team is. But hey, they got a victory. Now they're at 3. So good for them. But Patrick Mahomes had a poor outing, to put it kindly, Rob. 24 for 38, that's 63%. 241 yards, his lowest in more than a month. He had no touchdowns and 2 picks for a passer rating of 59.2.
And a lost fumble, too, Chris.
And a lost fumble. Yep. So 3 turnovers on him. So what'd you think of that?
It was shocking that he played that poorly. And what was the other game this year he also didn't play? Against the Jets. Remember that game? He didn't play particularly well. In that
one
game.
One touchdown, 2 picks in that game.
Yeah. I mean, if he plays a normal game, the Jets have no shot at winning that game.
The Jets rolling.
They can't score. But
I know. I don't know how they're doing it.
And Chris, the Giants could play that game 100 times. They would win that game 99.
Giants are horrible, too.
Horrible.
I mean, and their offense.
No, but I'm just saying. But
they couldn't even get a yard pass.
Right. But at that point, with whatever it was, 17 seconds.
Saquon was all they had.
You got to be able to win that game. It's ridiculous. But anyway. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, we saw, and we talked about this earlier in the year. You just can't, you know, Eric Bieniemy, everybody said he didn't do anything but just stand there. So I'm not saying that he makes anybody, but the offense hasn't been the same. And you can't keep stripping down players, Chris, from anybody. I don't care who you are as a quarterback. You saw this later in Tom Brady's career. You can't carry just any old body, right? You got to have some people who can make plays for you. And as we go on, but you ask people in the league, and I guess this is really what we're talking about, is they're quick to always say Patrick is the best quarterback in the league, right? And most of that is off reputation. It's not off of his play this year. He is not the best quarterback in the league.
So who's the better?
I'm talking about playing this year, like better numbers.
No, just period. Better.
No, I'm talking about who's playing better.
Because it ain't always about numbers. I mean, if
who's
like
playing
in the NBA, the best player doesn't necessarily have the best year.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, you know? Playing like this year, like he was leading.
He was leading
for the MVP
a year ago. A week ago.
A week ago.
Which he should have been. I honestly think he should have been last week.
Really?
I think this thing is very, because nobody, Rob, at the quarterback position.
But Russell
is
Wilson has
a phenomenal
better numbers
season.
Than him.
Not really.
Patrick Mahomes has double the interceptions. Russell Wilson has one touchdown more than Mahomes. I mean, those two, I didn't get into all the other stats, but
Mahomes throwing
more yards per game.
Four more
interceptions, turnovers, and I didn't even count the fumbles. I mean, those are big. That's all.
Yeah, but I still think he clearly is the best quarterback in the league. Because one thing you're seeing, everybody's having bad weeks. There's weeks with Lamar and we're like scratching our head. Wow. There's weeks with Tua. Tua's throwing a lot of interceptions too. But he has the touchdowns and stuff like that. He's having a better year, I'd say. But I think his weapons are way better than what Mahomes has. Josh Allen, I mean, how many weeks are we like, my goodness. Trevor Lawrence, he's getting a lot of love because the Jags are 6-2. He's got 9 touchdowns in 8 games. Jalen Hurts, just 2 weeks ago, Rob, has 7 touchdowns and 7 picks. And other people, and I think you included, were saying, my goodness, was last year kind of a one-hit wonder? Like, the one quarterback I feel the most confident in, and I didn't even pick them to win the Super Bowl this year, but the one quarterback I feel the most confident in is Patrick Mahomes. Like, I don't feel like there is any question he is clearly the best. Now, Joe Burrow looked great yesterday, and maybe, you know, now that he's kind of back to himself, you might put him in that group. But to me, it's Mahomes and then everybody else. Now, there's levels of them, but yeah, he's not having as good of a year as he did last year, or this might be, it's one of his worst years for sure. But when you say he's going off reputation, yeah, you mean last year when he won the MVP Super Bowl?
No, because
he's played 5 years. He's got 2 Super Bowls and 2
MVPs. I got
MVPs.
It, but 2 of the last 3 years, 2 years ago he had 7 straight games with interceptions. He didn't have a Patrick Mahomes-type season. That was
but
2 years
ago. I'm talking about 37 TDs.
But the way that he's played and his expectations is what I'm trying to say. I'm ready to say this. That Patrick Mahomes might have plateaued. We might have seen the best of Patrick Mahomes already in his career, and he may not be better than what he is or where he is. And that's not to say it's bad, but he might have plateaued. Because 2 of the last 3 years have not been what we were used to seeing when he starts so great. When you start so great the first couple years, and Chris, even you... Jordan-esque, and he's this and he's that, but 2 of the last 3 years weren't what you would call what he had done to start his career. Would you agree with that? 2 of the three
last
3 years.
Well, his first year in the league, he threw 50. You know,
I get
as a starter,
it. I get
50
it.
Touchdowns.
But do you expect him to throw 50 again?
Yards a game.
I get that.
So that was his best individual season. So I get that, but. I still think he is the best quarterback I've ever seen, period. He's not the GOAT. Obviously, he's got to accomplish a lot more. But I think he can become the GOAT. I'm not discouraged in the least, but I think, Rob, and you and I talked about this a few weeks ago, I think they're taking him for granted. He doesn't have one reliable wide receiver. He's got Travis Kelce, but he doesn't have a reliable wide receiver. Mecole Hardman, they just brought him back. He bobbled a punt yesterday. It was a fumble. May have cost him the game. Sky Moore drops a perfectly thrown pass in his hands in the end zone.
Are they
going to
cut
yesterday?
Him?
I don't know. But I mean, his playing time is probably going to get cut at the very least. Rashee Rice, who I do like, a young player, but he had a pivotal drop yesterday. MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who I expected big things from when he went to Kansas City. He had a costly fumble. Like, these dudes are like that, and that's where I fought Kansas City's front office. Because, Rob, we've said it. I think they're taking him for granted.
I said that. You can't keep stripping away everything. All I'm going to say is, statistically, though, you got to admit this is his worst season. And as we going forward, it's surprising that after last year's Super Bowl, and he made it without Tyreek Hill, that was impressive last year.
Juju Smith-Schuster was his best receiver.
And then this year, statistically at least, Chris, this is his worst year. So my question is,
numbers are better. I don't think anybody in their right mind.
No, I'm talking about this year.
I don't think anybody in their right mind would say Russell Wilson's having a better year than Patrick Mahomes. Now, so obviously nobody would say he's better than Mahomes, period. But his numbers, and I've said this many times on First Things First, Rob, you are right. Russell Wilson's numbers look really good. But when you watch the game, and I'm not saying he's playing terribly, he's playing much better than last year, but you watch these games, and it's like, man, he's not really, you know, yesterday he threw for 114 yards. You know, now he did have the 3 touchdowns. Again, he's playing much better than last year, but it's not vintage Russ. I would say it's not as good as his numbers suggest. And I don't think there's any doubt Mahomes is the best player in the world. But you are right. He is not having the best season of a quarterback.
Right. I'll give you a couple names here. Cousins, Tua, Allen, Herbert, and Lamar all have better numbers than Mahomes. All playing better this year, I would say.
You think Lamar's numbers are better?
Playing better.
It was a week ago Mahomes threw for 420-something yards.
I know, but
a week ago.
I know, but the 8 interceptions and the fumble.
And he had 4 touchdowns.
I get that.
But he's thrown for 6 more touchdowns than Lamar.
He still has 15 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. This is a guy.
Lamar's got 9 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Who used to have.
And his team is 6-2.
4 interceptions a season. He has 8, and we're not even at the halfway point or almost.
He never had 4 interceptions a season. His first year when he was great, he had 12.
Yeah, but after that.
5, 6, 13,
okay,
12.
Okay, that's what I have.
I mean.
To have 8 already. When we're at halfway at the season, is he going to have 16 interceptions?
He might. Like I said,
do you think he's plateaued or no?
No.
Okay.
No. I think they just need to get him a good receiver. He don't have a number 2. I don't think he has a number 2 receiver, a legit number 2 receiver on. But he still is carrying this team. His best running back, and he is good, Isaiah Pacheco, 7th round pick. The receivers are struggling mightily, and Rob, they're 6-2. They're 6-2. They got the best record in the AFC along with Jacksonville. So they need to help him out with some receivers. I didn't pick them to get to the Super Bowl. I'm with you there. I got Baltimore like you do, but I am certain he's still, to me, it's not even a question if he's the best quarterback in the league. Give him a Stephon Diggs. Give him Ja'Marr Chase. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, all these guys that other quarterbacks have. My goodness! All right, but
he doesn't make everybody better then.
He does, but there's a
usually
limit.
A guy. I understand.
He did it last year.
Right.
He did it last year.
He didn't have his guy last year. They won
a
Super Bowl.
You need somebody with some that can catch. These dudes are dropping balls and not getting open. They're fumbling on special teams. It's ridiculous.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Derrick Henry, we asked Tyler Dragon about him potentially being traded. He said he'd love to see him in Baltimore. It feels to me like he's not going to be moved. What's the latest out there, and what are your thoughts?
Sure. It's been reported now by multiple outlets that at least one team has made an offer for Derrick Henry ahead of tomorrow's trade deadline. Some have speculated that team being the Baltimore Ravens, as we talked about on Friday. However, according to NFL Network, that the Titans are holding firm, that they have no interest in trading him, but they will still be accepting offers up until the deadline tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern.
He's a free agent, Rob, after this season.
Chris, if you're not going to sign him, then trade him and get some.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I mean, to me, that's elementary. Yeah. If you're not going to sign the guy and you're just going to let him bounce or whatever, and they're not going anywhere. Where are they going? Home, dinner, maybe a show? They ain't going to no Super Bowl.
Well, they definitely ain't going to the Super Bowl. But I wonder if – and here's the thing. You know the coaches, right? The coaches don't think like we think and like the GMs think, right? We're not going anywhere. The coaches are like, I want to win every single game. And we can win every single game now.
I get it, because it's their livelihood. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get that.
There's no guarantee if they don't win that they're going to be there to enjoy, you know, the fruits of whatever draft or trade or that you make in the future. So Mike Vrabel, look, he's done a good job. I imagine he's got some job security. But he still wants to win. And Rob, Will Levis, you know, the rookie out of Kentucky – obviously, you're aware what he did on Sunday with the four touchdowns.
Man, really that came out of nowhere.
DeAndre Hopkins, right.
I think that was the one game I lost, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get that one because the Falcons, you know, they've been playing okay, I guess. But I wonder if that game – now, obviously, he's going to have some ups and downs. But if that made them think, you know what, let's go for it. You know what I mean? Obviously they're not going to win it, but they, you know, they might be thinking maybe we can make a playoffs and get in the tournament, and who knows what can happen. So that's something, Rob, that could make them keep, you know, Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins. Because if I'm Kansas City, I think they should have went for D-Hop when he was, you know, available in the offseason. They didn't, and now they're really struggling with these receivers. I'd make a call now if I were them to Tennessee. But if Tennessee thinks it can do something, then it may not want to move either of those guys.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot to be in because you are trying to win games, Chris, and you never know. You always feel like, what if we just sneak in and we get hot?
Right. Absolutely.
Like, that's always that thing. Our teams have made runs. We can't give up on the season. And what are we going to get? A draft pick? We don't even know if that guy will pan out or whoever we go get. It's a crapshoot. But I hate to see teams just give up, you know, like let a guy walk if you don't want him.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I mean, they didn't really want to pay Henry the last time he was a free agent. They ended up giving him a deal. But it'll be interesting to see what type of deal he gets on the market. I think Dallas, Rob, also, you know, they say Jerry Jones says he's not making calls. We're taking calls, but not making them. I think they could use a Derrick Henry.
How about Josh Jacobs, Chris, who led the league in rushing last year, is on a franchise tag. He's available.
Yeah,
wouldn't he be available? No.
You would think the Raiders would be doing a sale, you know, a fire sale. As bad as they are, but again, Josh McDaniels is coaching for his life. You know,
he should be, Chris, but I just never know with the Raiders. Am I right? Like, right. He should be.
Yeah, I, you know, and you bring up Josh Jacobs, Devontae Adams. Again, Rob, if I'm the Chiefs, I know Patrick Mahomes, you know, redid his contract, so he's, you know, he's getting paid and all that. But when I say wasting or taking Patrick Mahomes for granted, Rob, the Chiefs.
I know what you mean.
I don't just mean money. You know, I mean, like, they'll probably never have another quarterback as good as him.
And you got a window, so you don't want to waste a window.
Like, absolutely.
Because you don't know when it's over. You really don't. And you know what? We could go back, Chris, and you could go back when Green Bay refused to draft any skilled players in the first round for Aaron Rodgers those years.
Yep.
All those defenses that they knew weren't good enough, Chris, like they did. Like, those were the years after they won that Super Bowl and they were 15-1 that other year, remember?
Yep.
Like, that's when they should have just said, nah, we're just going to put everything into this and try to go, like, win 3 Super Bowls in a 5 or 6 year stretch, and then whatever happens after that, we're good with. That's what you should have done. They didn't do that.
Rob, it was a long time between Lynn Dawson and Patrick Mahomes. All right? It was like about
50 years, wasn't it?
Well, Dawson looks like he retired in 72.
But they hadn't won a Super Bowl in 74 years, right? In Kansas City?
Oh, no, they hadn't won a Super Bowl. Yeah. But he retired in, looks like, around 74. Mahomes, 2017, so it was a long time.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cowboys, look, great win. Great win. They, you know, the Rams aren't the best opponent, but they're legit. you know, they're solid. I don't think they're a playoff team, but, you know, they're an okay team. Can't take them lightly. Have played better than people expected this year. And Dallas just made mincemeat of them. Beat them 43-20. We're up 33-3 at one point, I believe. So it was just, it was all Dallas all the time. Yeah, 33-3. And Dak Prescott played well, threw for over 300 yards, Rob, in for the first time this season. And Deron Bland, his third pick six. This is the guy that's filled in for Trayvon Diggs, Rob, and he's got three pick sixes. It's ridiculous. And then the special team
crazy.
Score. That's unbelievable. Special team score, blocking a punt that led to a safety. So give the Cowboys credit. They went out and played incredibly. And they, you know, it was a good win for them, Rob, to head into the next game in Philadelphia. This is the game for the top of the NFC East. Philadelphia 7-1, Dallas 5-2. And if Dallas wins, you know, they'll have the tiebreaker with Philadelphia, so they'll be able to control their destiny. And that's huge for them, Rob, because they have won 11 straight games at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Wow.
And so if they get, you know, they now that San Francisco started struggling, Philly lost the one game at least, they are not out of the hunt for the number one seed. So this is a huge game coming up. And Jerry Jones, Rob, was asked about it. He said he didn't want to, you know, say anything, didn't want to poke the bear, talking about the Eagles. Dak Prescott, though, didn't mind poking. Here he is.
Trust me, the guys in the locker room, myself, we know what this game means. We're not going to compare this to 2 weeks ago. Obviously, yeah, we learned a lot about that, but not to say, in a sense, that's apples and oranges. You know what I mean? Like, it's a big game. Don't for a second. Yeah, I even want to compare that, to be honest with you. And I know the men that we have. I know how we're going to prepare. I know how we're going to approach the week. And, yeah, it's a matchup we're looking forward to. I can promise you that, in Philly.
Jerry did say he didn't want to talk about the Eagles because he's learned his lesson. So
he didn't want to poke the bear.
He didn't want to poke the bear is what he said.
Pour honey on me, I always say that, you know. You see me and a bear in a fight, pour honey on me. So he can poke it. It's part of it. It's part of the National Football League. Whether we talk or not, we know what's ahead of us.
All right, Dak talking big stuff.
That sounds like a fetish to me, Chris. Pouring honey on, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Hey, Alex, what's that song? Pour some honey on me? What is that?
Is that a song?
Pour some sugar on me. I'm sorry. I've said honey.
That's a song?
Yeah. What is that?
Is that
Bon
new?
Jovi? Is that Bon Jovi?
I guess not new.
No, it's not new, Chris. I think it's Bon Jovi. Pour some sugar on me. Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me. There you go. All right. I don't know. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the Cowboys, we already know. They're the biggest front runners. Whenever they blow out or beat somebody, and then when they got to play a big game, then they shrink up. You know, so I don't – anything they say following that game doesn't mean anything to me. Go to – you know, play Philly, beat them, and then we can go from there. How many times have we been disappointed watching them, Chris, where you feel like they turn the corner? Oh, the Cowboys got something going. And then they get humiliated.
Yeah, I – look, Dak's quote was – if you ever see me in a fight with a bear, pour honey on me, okay? Rob, are the Niners not bears?
Right, that's what I mean.
That fight, if they poured honey on you, you got eaten alive.
Exactly.
I mean, right, last time I saw you in a fight with a bear, you gave up 42 points, and you threw three interceptions yourself. Right.
So maybe it was because he was sticky. That's why he couldn't do it.
But I'm going to say this, and I don't think these are grown men. These are great football players. I don't think they're scared of the Niners.
No, I don't think so.
But I believe this, Rob. If they were playing the 49ers next week, I don't think Dak would have said that. I don't think he would have, like I said, I don't think he was scared, but I think he would have been like, hey, great team we got coming up. You know, these are the games you live for. You know, we gotta bring our best. And, you know, if we do our best, we think we can come out on top against anybody. Like, that's probably something like what he would have said. Instead, he talked about pour honey on me. All right, because I love tussling with bears.
Exactly, right? And I know bears love honey.
Right, and here's why, Rob. Because, and we'll see if this plays a part in the game coming up, but Dak Prescott has had his way with the Eagles. In his last three games, now this goes back to last year and then the year before, 2021. Only Jalen Hurts only played one of those games, but still. It goes back 2 years. Dak Prescott's record against the Eagles, Rob, 3-0. Now, remember, 2 years ago, they weren't that good. I think they won 9 games.
Right.
Last year, of course, they had a good year. But 3-0, 78% completions, 293 yards a game, averages 10 yards per pass attempt, 11 touchdowns, 1 pick in the 3 games, and a passer rating of 143.2.
That's feasting.
Why Dak was so, you're right. That's why he's so confident. He's like, look, and Rob, it, you know, you say it in boxing, styles make fights. I've heard it in basketball, and it's true for everything. And for some reason, whatever reason, the 49ers seem to have Dallas's number. Cincinnati, even though they lost to Kansas City in the AFC Championship game last year, they've won 3 of their last 4 against the Chiefs. They got a little something that bothers the Chiefs. Baltimore has been tough on the Bengals. Like, some, there are tough matchups. And maybe Dallas, you know, certainly with Dak, like I said, Jalen only played one of those games, so it's not the same exact team. Last year was fairly close to this team, but Jalen didn't play in the one game Dak played in. But he has reason to feel like, you know what, we match up well with this team. Now, I think the question for me in this one, Rob, because Philly, I think, might be the most physical team in the league. Cleveland's tough. San Francisco, tough. They haven't looked that way recently. But I think Philadelphia might be the outright toughest team on the lines of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. And I wonder if Dallas is up to that. Because I think Dallas, I wouldn't call them a finesse team. They got some finesse.
But tough, okay,
I don't know if they can bang with them. Like, they couldn't bang with the Niners.
If they lose this game, what would that say to you, Chris?
If Dallas loses?
Yeah, if Dallas loses to Philly here in this spot, when they've owned them, right, the last few years.
Well, last year they split, but, you know, I think Cooper Rush may have – I might be wrong.
Yeah, was he
Cooper Rush played the one game. I think that was the game he lost.
Yeah, neither started, right?
Yeah. But I'll say this. If they get blasted – now, this, if they get blasted, Rob, like they did against the Niners, then I'm like, I'm done with y'all. I'm done with you. I mean, you're not getting to the Super Bowl. I didn't pick them anyway, but still, you're not getting there. If they get blown out, because they should not get blown out if they're as good as they think they are, and many, many people think they are. If they go there and lose, it's in Philly, remember. If they lose a hard-fought game,
it ain't the end of the world. It ain't the end of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with that.
But if they get blown, would you agree with that? If they get blown away?
They get blown out, yeah. It can't have one of those stinkers. It's got to be you played and you lost on the road and Philly played and they beat you. I mean,
right.
The same way if they come to Dallas, you expect to win.
Yeah, now if they get swept by Philly, then that, even if they're good games, that I think would say something, Rob. They've been swept by Philly. They've been blown out by the Niners. That would... You know, certainly, and they wouldn't have home field advantage in the playoffs. So that's something that would make you, you know, give you pause. But, yeah, if they play a tough game and lose, like you said, it won't be the end of the world. But last year was two good games. 26-17 was Philly's victory. That was with Cooper Rush at quarterback. And then Dallas beat him 40-34 with Dak, but no Jalen Hurts. So, I think I like Philly in the game. It's in Philadelphia. This is a big game for them too, Rob. You know, obviously these guys want to win every game, but, you know, this is a rivalry. You're the two best teams in the conference or in the division, I'm sorry. And you know, you're playing for home field advantage and that number one seed, at least in your division, if not in the whole conference. So this is huge. So I think both teams will bring it, but I just think their physicality is going to be tough for the Cowboys to handle.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.